the chatzur is still allowed to carry up until the place where the mechitza was. And the other chatzur is allowed to carry out from their house into the chatzur up until the place where their first mechitza was. Why? Because we say Shabbos, kivan shutru hutru. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter was chal. Now what happened is not missing real mechitzas. The mechitzas are still there. Just the wall fell down in between the tukas terims, so now the hilchas erev is bottled. For that we say, kivan shutru hutru. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, the heter remains those Shabbos. So the Gemara behold the Rav, la beferish itma. That Rav said this din, he didn't say beferish, no, it's only from a klal, elo meklol itma. It's only a raya from something else that he said, that we see that's Rav's halacha. That Rav's hold what? That it's also. What's the raya? The Rav and Shmuel have a yasri by hu chotzer. Rav and Shmuel were sitting down in the chotzer. And the maisa was, nofal gudo de benei benei. Now between one chotzer and the other chotzer, the wall fell down on Shabbos. The wall that divided the two chaserim, that made it mutter for each one to make their own area of chaseris, fell down now. Is, what's the halacha? Is Amalahu Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shakula Glima, Shmuel said, you know what, now that the wall fell down, let's put the wall up again. Shakula Glima, go take your jacket, go take your shirt, Negidabu, and put it up to make that be the mechitza. Like, put the mechitza back up again. That's what Shmuel said. On Shabbos, let's put the mechitza back up again. Ahadrinu Rav Liyate. Now Rav turned his face around, as if to say he's not masking to this psak. Is Amalahu Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ikopid Abba is like you, Rava, your Makbid, you, Rav, your Makbid, not to do this. Ishakulu Hemanayu, go take your belt, the Kotrubo, and tie it up. In other words,
so the Pshat here, like Shmuel said, if you, Rav, you hold it's also to carry in this Chotzer. Like you said, since the wall fell down now, so one Chotzer asks on the other Chotzer, so it's also to carry the Glima. Like I told Shmuel said, I told the Eitzah was carry the cloth. Carry your coat and put it up to hang it up as a mechitza. But you, Rav, hold no, you're not allowed to carry the mechitza in this chotzer because since the wall broke down, now it's osur. So therefore, Shmuel told him back the Miri is mazb is like Loshem Bebichusa. He meant like to make a joke out of it, like to say, no manashach, you hold, you can't carry, so okay, don't carry. You know what? Just walk there and you're wearing your belt, take off your belt there and tie it up to make the mechitza. But Avad, he didn't mean to say that according to Rav, this should be mutter. Because according to Rav, Lamaisa, when the wall fell down, it's also to carry now. Because these two mechitzas are open one to the other. So in such a case, to make this mechitza on Shabbos, Avad, would be osur. Because this is called the mechitza that's being matter. And any time a mechitza is being matter, he's surim, you're not allowed to make the mechitza. Even though it's a mechitza's aray. Mashenkin, according to Shmuel says no, even though this wall fell down, still you're allowed to carry in these chutzes on Shabbos. But they say, hoyobo hutru hutru, since at the beginning of Shabbos was mutter to carry out, you're still allowed to carry out. Therefore, according to Shmuel, two things. First of all, you're allowed to carry the gleam on this chutzer. You're allowed to carry your coat because without at the beginning of Shabbos, there was a heter, the heter still remains. And then you're allowed to make the mechitza on Shabbos. Because at the Gemara Sungan answer, this mechitza didn't come lahatir to be matter anything. Because you're allowed to carry even without the mechitza. The only purpose of this mechitza was only with tznius, only to make a private seat. So that's called the mechitza's arai, that you are allowed to make on Shabbos. But according to Rav, that Rav holds no, now that the mechitza fell down, you're not allowed to carry it at all. And this chotzer, so who are there two chasurines here? One chasurin is you're not allowed to carry in this chotzer. So, and the second chasurin is you're not allowed to make the mechitza. Because by making the mechitza, there's an issa to make a mechitza on Shabbos when the mechitza is coming to be matter something. So that's what the Miri says. That's that Shmuel told Rav here, you know what, if you don't want to carry the coat, you just take off your belt and tie it up. So that's good, you're not going to be over the issa of carrying. But our kolbon and mavadim still also to tie the mechitza up to make the mechitza back again. So that's what the Miri says, that Shmuel just meant to say Lashon B'Bichusa. I have to say, what's wrong here? If you want to know something is wrong, no, take off your belt and tie up the mechitza with your belt. So the Gemara explains now. Why do you have to make this mechitza altogether? For Omar, Shmuel himself says, this chotz is allowed to carry to the place where the mechitza was. And the other chutz is allowed to carry up until the place where the first wall was. So what do you have to make a mechitza altogether for? Even without the mechitza, it's mutter to carry. Have the Gemara Shmuel Ovid Litzniusa Bialma. And Echnami, that Shmuel made the wall here wasn't to give it a heter to carry because of the wall. Another rabba. If you would have needed this mechitza to make a heter, it would be also to make the mechitza on Shabbos. But the pshat is you're allowed to carry without this mechitza. Why did Shmuel tell them to put up the mechitza, to make the mechitza with the glima, with the coat? But there it was done, it's news to be Yalman, just to make some privacy there, to make it that one doesn't see what the other one is doing. So the Gemara now, v'rav, havakash and rav, isvirulei the osir, if you say it's osir, that you hold when this wall fell down, it's osir to carry now in these two chatzerim. And nu adin, it's osir to make the mechitza, of Zoy Leimalei. Why didn't Rav like our make a machor? Rav should have yelled out and say it's also, it's also. They're not allowed to do it. And the Gemara asked for Shmuel heavy. The pshat was, this was the place where Shmuel was the Morad Asir. And the place where Shmuel is the Morad Asir, he's allowed to pass in the way he wants to. So therefore Rav wasn't Meicha, Rav didn't say anything. For the Gemara Yehochi, that was the pshat. My time I had Rinli Ape. So why did Rav turn around his head altogether? The Chura, since this was Shmuel's place, Shmuel has a right to pass in this way, Rav should have just kept quiet. And for the Gemara, the Leinemru Kishmuel Svirle, that the Talmidim, people that saw this Maisa, they should not say over that Rav was masking to Shmuel. There is to say that Rav also holds like Shmuel. Therefore, Rav didn't want to be Moichikin, say, no, you're not allowed to do it, because this is Shmuel's place. But Koponim Rav turned around his head, that the people was there should know that Rav argues. Just the reason why it wasn't Meicha, because this wasn't his place. This was the Asr of the Shmuel. Shmuel has a right to pass in the way he wants to when he's the Morad Asr there. Alright, we'll stop here. By the Mishnah. Yeah. Mishnah says, Tzadik Dalajim, Chotzer Shenifritzor L'Rishus Rabin. We have a chotzer. Mitzchila was a reshus hayochi. It had four walls to it, and now the fourth wall broke down. Shenifritzo came a big pirtza there that opened up to the reshus harabim. Is dalocha hamachnis mitoicha l'reshus hayochid? If somebody carries something from this chotzer now into a reshus hayochid, oy me reshus hayochid l'toicha, or else you carry from a reshus hayochid from your house into this chotzer now that's opened up on the fourth wall to the reshus harabim, is dalocha chayiv. Yechayiv Pashem means midiraisa. In other words, we consider this chotzer now like a Rishus Rabin. So you're carrying from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid, that's Yechayiv. Diva Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That since this chotzer was opened up completely to Rishus Rabin, it also gets a din like a Rishus Rabin. And if you carry now from Rishus Yochid into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv midiraisa. The Chachamim Oymim, the Chachamim say no. It's not called the Rishus HaRabin. It still has three walls around it. No, the Chum says like this. Mi toicho l'Rishus HaRabin. If you carry from inside the Chotzer to a Rishus HaRabin. Oy me Rishus HaRabin l'toicho. Or else you carry from a Rishus HaRabin into the Chotzer. The Alocher is Potter. Your only Potter means midiraisa. There's no Isra at all. Mifnei Sheik a Karmelis. Because it's considered a Karmelis now, this Chotzer. So true, it's Potter Avaloser. Midirabonon, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus Rabin into this Chotzer now. Since this Chotzer doesn't have four walls, the fourth wall is opened up to Rishus Rabin, it has a shame of a Carmelist now. That Midirabonon, you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelist into Rishus Rabin, or from Rishus Rabin into a Carmelist, or else from Rishus Yochid into the Carmelist. So Midirabonon, it's also to carry from this Chotzer into Rishus Rabin. But Midiraisi a Potter. Because midiraisa the chotzer is not considered Rishus Rabin, therefore if you carry from Rishus Rabin or from Rishus Yochid into this chotzer, you put the midiraisa. It's only yosim midirabonin. So the Gemara, for Rabbi Eliezer, mishum the nifritzol Rishus Rabin, hevil or Rishus Rabin, churus akasha. The chotzer churus still has three walls around it, so the fourth wall broke down. And it's opened up to Rishus Rabin. So just because the fourth wall is open to Rishus Rabin inside the chotzer, inside this front yard, it becomes Rishus Rabin. What kind of svar is that? The churish is still like let the chum say. The chur at most it should be a karmelis, but not a Rishus Rabin. The Rishus Rabin don't walk through this now. It's still a private property. So the Gemara name in. It's true. We have Eliezer Lataimei. Eliezer goes according to his shita. The Tanya we learned. We had a Gemara in Bava Basra.
Rabbi Yehuda Leimer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that Rabin Shebaru Derech Liatzmon, if a Rabin, like a Rishus Rabin, is walking through a road, they met into a Rishus Rabin, and they're walking through now somebody's chotzer, through somebody's private property. Is Alocha Shebiru Derech Liatzmon. They chose for themselves a Derech. There is through somebody's fields, they made themselves a road to go through it. Is Alocha Masha Biru Biru. What they chose for themselves has Alocha like the Rishus Rabin, and they have a right to continue walking through that road now, and it becomes Rishus Rabin. So you see, even though at the beginning it was private property, but now when the Rabin decide to walk through this road, and they made the road into Rishus Rabin, it automatically becomes Rishus Rabin. Here also, even though this Chotzer Metchila was private property, belonged to one person, now when the fourth wall broke down to the Rishus Rabin, so the Rishus Rabin now start to walk into this Chotzer, that automatically makes it into Rishus Rabin. So Drashi Mashi Biru Biru, V'yeni Rishoy L'Goydra, and the Bailam can't chase them away and can't build up his wall again. Al Mokonilo, you see when a Rabin goes through a field, they have a right to make it into Rishus Rabin. No, there's still no raya from this din to our Mishnah. The Yom Rav Gidlom Rav, Rav Gidlom Rav said, "Shan, not Gemara and Bor Basra, who shavdu lehem derech v'yosa soda." What we're after talking about, we're talking about true. The field belongs to Reuven, but Metchila there was a path through that field that the Rabbim used to use, and now they lost it. They forgot where the road is. It started to grow grass all over the field, and they forgot exactly which path is the Rabbim's path. In such a case, then Reb Lezer says that if the Rabbim now choose any path they want through this field, they have a right to choose the path. Because since at the beginning, they had a right to walk through there. There was a public path to walk through the field. So even though now the grass grew all over and they lost they forgot where their path is, they can make themselves a new path. But in our case, talking about the Metchila was a good chotzer. It was Mama's private property. The Rabbim had no right at all to walk through it. So now when the fourth wall breaks down, who gives the Rabbim a right to walk through the wall, through the Chotzer? It still should not be a Rishus Rabbim. There's no right from that din where Rabbim choose their road. They're talking about Metchila, they had a right. They had a road. No, they lost it. So they have a right now to choose whichever one they want. But here they never have a right to walk through the Chotzer. So how could the Chotzer become now a Rishus Rabbim? The Chitayim, maybe you tell me, maybe here also we're talking about the Mishnah talking about such a chotzer that Metchilo the Rabin had a right to walk through it. No, they lost, they forgot which path is this. Now the fourth wall broke down, so now they chose their own path where to walk through it. That's why it's called Rishus Rabin. Fredimar Bomer Rabbi Chanina ad Mokam Mechitza Machlokes. The old Machlokes is up until the Mokam Mechitza. So Rashi, what does that mean? For Yomer Rav Chanina, ad mokem mechitzes machloikis. To mashmiya, kol hachotze kulo. Ad mokem hamechitze hoyuchachomim oisen oise karmelis. Mashma the machloikis, the Mishnah is, the whole area of the chotzer, up until where the exact wall, the mokem where the wall fell down. That the whole mokem hachotze hachom say is only called the karmelis. And on this, Reb Lezer says it's called the Rishus Rabin. Mashma, the whole area of the Chotzer is considered the Rishus Rabin. Avo b'mokim mechitza, but on the place exactly where the wall was standing, and now the fourth wall fell down, is Moida. Here everybody is Moida, it's called the Rishus Rabin. So the whole Machloikis is only the whole area of the Chotzer until the mokim where the wall was. But the place where the wall was, everybody's masking to Reb Lezer, it's called the Rishus Rabin. Is Mechlal the Reb Lezer Meshavi Lelekula Rishus Rabin? Mashm, according to Reb Lezer, the whole Chotzer, the whole area becomes Rishus Rabin. So if you're telling me now, we're talking about that Metchila, there was a path, the Rabin had a right to walk through this Chotzer. And they forgot which path they had. So now they'd rather choose their own path. So that would be good, whichever path they choose, just the Mokum of the path should be Rishus Rabin, not the whole Chotzer. But here it's Mashma for now Mishnah that the whole Chotzer becomes Rishus Rabin. So that's Shver. Why should the whole Chotzer become Rishus Rabin? They didn't have a right to use it beforehand. Now, just because the wall falls down, why should the Rabin have a right to use the whole Chotzer? And for the Gemara name, Ema, Al Moka Mechitza Machlokes. Maybe no. I'll tell you true. The whole Chotzer itself, the area of the Chotzer, even Reb Lezer is Moida. It's not called Rishus Rabin. That at most is only called the Karmelis. So the machlokes, when does Rabbi Elazar call the Rishus Rabin? Only the Mokam HaMechitza, only that one stretch of land where the wall was standing. When that wall falls down, that Mokam becomes Rishus Rabin. That's Pshat Rabbi Elazar. And why does it become Rishus Rabin? So now we can make this a Kimta. We're talking about that at the beginning the Rabin had a path to walk through this Chotzer, and they lost it. So now when the wall falls down, they have a right to choose for themselves this path to walk through it. Therefore, that path becomes Rishus Rabin, according to Rabbi Elazar. The boy is saying, another Terence says, no. They true, they never had a right to walk through this Chotzer yet. So they never had a right to walk through the Chotzer. How come it becomes Rishus Rabin now, according to Rabbi Elazar? The Terence says, B'tzidei Rishus Rabin Kamiflagi. So Mechlik is here, what's the halacha of a tzidei? That means the sides of Rishus Rabin. There's the main path, Beverly here, that's the main Rishus Rabin. And then let's say there's a little indention inside one house, so one store starts in all the way further in. That's called, now right in front of it, it's called the Tzidei Rishus Rabin. It's called the sides of Rishus Rabin. It's not mamash the path of Rishus Rabin. The path of the Rabin is on Beverly, in the streets, in the gutter. Now one store has a big indention in, so that's called the Tzidei Rishus Rabin. That's the famous Machlekes Reb Lez Nechomim. What din does a Tzidei, the size of Rishus Rabin, have? The Reb Lez Nechomim, Tzidei Rishus Rabin, Rishus Rabin Dami. That the size of Rishus Rabin is also considered like a Rabin, a Rishus Rabin. Even though it's not so easy for them to walk, the much like here, there was a Chotzer. Now the Chotzer came all the way up to Rishus Rabin. Now the fourth wall, this wall that's near the Rishus Rabin, caved in. So now the Rabin, if they want to, they could walk onto that Mokum where the wall is. But it's not so easy for them, because they have to walk in, walk straight up, then walk out again to go further. It's much more geschmack to walk straight down Rishus Rabin. So therefore, the indention of the wall is called a tzidei, the sides of Rishus Rabin. That Rabbi Elazar Shittur is, that also has a locha like Rishus Rabin. Rabbanan Savid, Rabbanan al Mishnah hold, no, tzidei Rishus Rabin. Since it's not mamish the direct path of the Rishus Rabin, it's only a side indention into the Rishus Rabin, lav Rishus Rabin dummy. That's not so nich, it's not so easy geschmack for them to walk through it. It doesn't have a din like Rishus Rabin. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah. Like just the Mokam HaMechitza, the tzidei Rishus Rabin, is that considered the Rishus Rabin or not? So tomorrow, the liflug b'tzidei Rishus Rabin b'yalma. So if that's the machlekes now Mishnah, what do we have to have a modern case that at first there was a chotzer, and then the fourth wall broke down, and now the rabbim have a right to walk into the mokum of the wall? Is that mokum called the Rishus Rabin or not? Let's say a poshita case. We have a regular Rishus Rabin, and there's a tzidei Rishus Rabin, there's a side path to the Rishus Rabin. What din does the side path have? Is it considered like Rishus Rabin or not? Like, if that's the machlekes now Mishnah, what do you have to have a modern case for? Say a poshita case. A real case of a tzidei Rishus Rabin. Empty Gemara, if luga b'tzidei Rishus Rabin b'yalma. If we would only tell you now, Mishnah, the Machlokes, by your real side of Rishus Rabin, Hava, Rin, and I would say, ki pligi Rabbonin le'di Rabbi Elazar. When does Rabbi Elazar argue on the Rabbonin? When do the Rabbonin argue on Rabbi Elazar to say that the size of the Rishus Rabin is not considered like Rishus Rabin? Hani, mili, when is that? Heichod ika chifufei. I'll tell you, only when there are sides to there are chifufei means like little stumps. Like usually in the Rishus Rabin itself, at the end of the Rishus Rabin, there are stumps. Like side posts to know, here ends the Rishus Rabin. Now in between the posts, if you want to walk in, you can walk in there. That's called Tzidei Rishus Rabin. Now since there are stumps there, that's why the Rabbanan say that further inside the stump is not called Rishus Rabin anymore. Because there's like a mark there to know. Like outside the stumps, that's the real Rishus Rabin. If you want it, and it gets too crowded there, true, you could take a little walk inside, but since there are stumps there blocking the real hillock of the Rabin to go into the Tzidei Rishus Rabin, that's why they say it's not considered Rishus Rabin. Because there's chifufei. Like Rashi says, Hani mili hechad ike chifufei. Stam Tzidei Rishus Rabin, a regular Rishus Rabin, ike chifufei means noyitzen yisedeis avonim kederlus. On the sides of the Rishus Rabin have mamar stones there, like little pegs there. Somach lekoisel, near the wall, shlo yiziku koronis, you should not bump into the wall. For Yehu Avir Shebneim, now this little area between the stumps and the wall, lekoisel koronis tzidei Rishus Rabin, that's called the side of the Rishus Rabin. Like really the Rabin could walk mamash up into the wall, but they put stumps a little bit further out of the wall, because then you shouldn't come to scratch yourself on the wall. So in that area, I would think, Havimino, who the Pligi Rabbonin? That's where the Rabbonin argue on the Abeleza. The Omru, Lav Rishus Rabbin, who? Such a side is not called Rishus Rabbin. The Yosla Tatla Metech Rishus Rabbin. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabbin three Amis into the side. Mishum Deika Hefsik. Because there's something to divide up between the Rishus Rabbin and the sides. Vloyayobar Rabbin Lehedja. The Rabbin doesn't walk straight into the side. But where there are no stumps from the Rishus Rabbin to the side of the Rishus Rabbin, maybe the Rabbonin. That's why we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about that there are no stumps at all. We're talking about you had your Chotzer Mamish came straight up to the Rishus Rabbin. And true, you had a fourth wall there. But now that wall caved in. There's no wall at all. So for the Rabbin now to walk into the Chotzer is normal. It's not so hard to walk in. So maybe since there are no stumps dividing the Rabbin and the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, maybe here the Rabbonin are Moedet to Reb Lezer that such a Tzidei is the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. No. Even in such a case, even though it's very easy for the Rabbin to walk into this Chotzer, but still, since that's not the real Hiluch of the Rabbin doesn't gain too much, because true, you make a right turn and walk up. When you come to the end of the Chotzer, you have to make another left turn and go straight up to Rishus Rabbin. So therefore it's not called a direct Hiluch for the Rabbin, therefore it's not called Rishus Rabbin according to the Rabbonin. But that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though there are no stumps between the Rishus Rabbin and the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, still it's not considered the Rishus Rabbin dummy. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. For the Gemara, V'omitoichoi komer, the Chorah Mishnah is mashma carrying from inside the Chotzer to outside the Chotzer. So mashma, the whole inside of the chutz is called the Rishus Rabbin, according to Reb Lezer. But the Mishnah says, according to Reb Lezer, if you carry from inside to a Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv Midiraisa. So as mashma, the whole inside of the chutz is called the Rishus Rabbin. And the way we're learning now, it's not the pshat, the whole inside of the chutzur, it's only the mokum of the kaisel, the tzidei Rishus Rabbin. Only the first few feet that are right near the Rishus Rabbin, that mokum is called the tzidei Rishus Rabbin. Only that mokum does Rabbi Lezer call the Rishus Rabbin. But the real inside of the chutzur, he's minded, that's not called the Rishus Rabbin. And that's not mashma, the Mishnah's mashma, the whole toichai, the whole inside of the chutzur, is tzidei Rishus Rabbin. And the more that's not shver. I did the Yomer Rabbonim mitoichai. Since the Rabbonin use a lashon of the inside to the outside, it's like a caramelist to Rishus Rabbin, Omar Iyu Nami. Rabbi Lezer also uses such a lashon, mitoichai, from inside to outside. But really, according to Rabbi Lezer, what's called the Rishus Rabbin is not the real inside of the chutzur, it's only the first few feet that are right near the Rishus Rabbin. Those few feet are called Sidei Rishus Rabbin, the sides of the Rishus Rabbin, that according to Rabbi Lezer, even the sides of Rishus Rabbin also has a lach like a Rishus Rabbin. For the Gemara now of Rabbonin, Omer Reb Lezer, Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, O Mahadra Le'inu Mitoichoi. Because they're not talking to the point. If Reb Lezer is talking about the Tzidei Rishus Rabbin, how come the Rabbonin answer him back to say, carrying from inside the Chotzer to the outside? And the Gemara, there is no Machlekes. Reb Lezer is also Moida, that the inside of the Chotzer is only called the Karmelis. Reb Lezer's whole chiddush is that the tzidei Rishus Rabbin, the first few feet right near the Rishus Rabbin, that's still considered Rishus Rabbin. So that's the whole machlokes Reb Lezer. Why did Shren Rabbonin? Why do they use the lashon to say mitoicho? That if you carry from inside the chotzer to outside, it's like carrying from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid. Reb Lezer is also made to that. If you carry from the middle of the chotzer to outside, Reb Lezer also that's called the karmelis. So if the Rabbonim want to argue on Reb Lezer, they shouldn't say the Lashon from inside to outside. They should have said the same Lashon as Tzidei Rishus Rabbin. They should have said if you carry from the sides of the Chotzer, it's also called the Karmelis. And if the Gemara Hochi Komolei Rabbonim Reb Lezer, this is what the Rabbonim want to say back to Reb Lezer. Mi loy komoidis lon, heicha ditilto mitoichoi, lirishus Rabbin. Aren't the Rabbonim saying like this, Reb Lezer? Aren't you, Reb Lezer, gufa moidit to us? That if you carry something, you pick up something in the middle of this chotzer, not a few feet near the Rishus Rabbin, you pick up something mamish in the middle of the chotzer. So then even Reb Lezer is moida, the middle of the chotzer has no shaykhas to the Rishus Rabbin, it's not a Rishus Rabbin, so it's only called the Karmelis. Since now there are no four walls around this chotzer, there's only three walls, therefore it's called the Karmelis. So the Rabbanan sent Rav Lezer, you goofer are murder to me, that if you pick up something from the middle of the chotzer and carry outside, it's only potter, because it's called from a kamlis to a shusar rabbin, it's only us and the Rabbanan. Or me shusar rabbin the toicha the potter. Who would then, if you carry something from a shusar rabbin, and you carry it all the way into the chotzer, and first put it down in the middle of the chotzer, that everybody holds your potter in such a case, midiraisa. Because you carry it from a shusar rabbin into a kamlis, that's mutter midiraisa. Why? Mithnei shei kamlis. Because the inside of the chotzer is considered a kamlis. So the Rabbanan say back to Rav Lezer, Bazoi, Fidei Nami, even the sides of the chotzer, the first few feet, right away from the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, is the same thing. Loishino is also called the Karmelis, according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say the Rabin don't walk in those first few feet the way they walk through the Rosh Hashanah Rabin itself. The Rosh Hashanah Rabin is very easy to walk through. It's a straight road. To make the right turn and then come up and then make a left turn, it's not so easy. So the Rabbani is tell back to Rav Lezer, even the side of the chotzer should also only be a kamlis. Rav Lezer answers back, no. Ho som leikodasi lo rabin. True, in the middle of the chotzer, the rabin sure don't walk in there. They have nothing to gain. They don't walk all the way into the middle of the chotzer because they'll have to walk right out again. But the first few feet of the chotzer near the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, if it gets crowded in the Rabin, it's very nice for them to have a little side path to walk on the side. So since the Rabin do walk through the Tzidi Rosh Hashanah Rabin, that's Rav Lezer Shita to call it a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. And on this Rabbanan argue and say no, even the Tzidi Rosh Hashanah Rabin is not considered Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The halacha we hold at the Rabbanan, avada, that none of this is called the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Since Lamaisa, it's only the side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It's not the axle or highway, the road for the Rabin. They still don't gain that much because they have to make a right turn, then go up, then make a left turn again. So Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabin, we hold that the Rabbanan is not considered the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So at the Mishnah, Chotzer Shenifritzol Rosh Hashanah Rabin, a Chotzer that opened up to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. The Tchilat had four walls. And now the Chura, one or two will soon see two walls like cave down, or became a big pierce, a big hole in the wall, opened up to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Mishtei Ruchaseh, two sides, says two sides of the walls of the Chotzer either caved in, now it could be the whole wall, or else part of the wall, it's called a Nifritza, it came a hole in the wall, on two sides. V'chein Bayis, the same thing if you have a house. Shenifrat Mishtei Ruchaseh, two walls of the house, got a big pierce, a big hole came in the wall of the house. V'chein movi, the same halacha you have a movi, the alleyway, that usually a movi has three good walls to it, and the fourth wall usually you have a kairor lechi. Now, shenitlu kairoisa b'lechiayiv, you took off or on Shabbos, it fell down the kairor, or else the lechi. Either the beam going straight across on top, that's the kairor, or else the lechi, the beam going straight up, fell down. Is the halacha mutarim b'yaisa Shabbos? This Shabbos, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was hutra for them to carry, the hefta still remains throughout the whole Shabbos. We say, kivuch hutra hutra. The asurim lost it lovely. But for the next Shabbos though, then's no good. Since the maisa, there are no four walls here, either to the chotzer or to the house, or to the movi, you're not allowed to carry the next Shabbos unless you fix the walls. Divi Rabbi, this is Rabbi Yehudishita, that we said such a svara, kivuch hutra hutra. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutar, even though one of the walls cave in now, still it's mutter. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, no. Rabbi Yossi says no. He says the Chumra. He says Monashach. In Mutarim Lo Yossi Shabbos, Mutarim Lo Salovoy. If you're going to tell me it's mutter for the rest of the Shabbos, it has to be because these are called four good wolves still, and it should be good for the next Shabbos also. V'yem Asurim Lo Salovoy. Elamai, you might have to me that these wolves are no good wolves. For the next Shabbos, they're not going to be good. You can't carry in the next Shabbos with these wolves. Of the Zoya Asurim Lo Yossi Shabbos. You should know, even for this Shabbos also it's awesome. And we don't say the Svar Kiva Shutru Hutru, since at the beginning of Shabbos was Mutter, when the walls fall down. We only say that Svar of Hilchas Erevin, if the Erev gets lost, or the Mechitz in between two Chatzerim broke down or got clogged up, then we say Kiva Shutru Hutru. But here in the case Mamash, where Mechitz caved down, you don't have good Mechitz anymore, we say as soon as the Mechitz fall down, you don't have four good Mechitz now, it's us to carry in this Mokim now on Shabbos. So tomorrow, but my askinin, what are we talking about now? The Mishnah says the chotzer and the bayis, two walls had a got a pirza. What do we have to have two walls for? But my askinin, elaim of b'yeser, if you can tell me what the pirza, the hole in the wall, is only up until 10 amis or the zoy, myishna meruach achas, the yama pischahu. Master, if the hole was only in one wall, then it'll still be kosher. Avad, you'll have to be carried. Why? Because a hole up until 10 amos in the wall is called a Pesach. You're allowed to have a hole in the wall, just like you could have a door in the wall, but you could have a wide open space. As long as it's not wider than 10 amos, it's called a Pesach. That's why on one wall, sheet is kosher. For the Gemara, Vazoi, Mishtei Ruches Nami, Pischu. Even on two different walls of the house, or two different walls of the chotzer, what do I care? It could be on four walls of the house. As long as each hole in the wall is only up until 10 amos, it's only called a Pesach, it's only called an opening, and it doesn't break the mechitza. It's still considered you have mechitzas there. So the churut should still be mutter to carry, according to everybody. So why does our Mishnah say no? With two walls it's usher, mashma if only appears to happen to one wall, then it's mutter. What's the difference? Eli, you have to tell me, the yes and the yes, they were talking about the hole in the wall, is wider than 10 amos. So anytime you have a hole in the wall, more than 10 amos, that's called like you break down the whole wall. There's no wall at all. Even if this pirtza just happened to one side, why does the Mishnah say two sides for him? Even on one side, if you have a chotzer has four walls around it. If on one wall they got a big hole there, more than 10 amos wide, it's considered like the whole wall is not here anymore. So you have a chotzer just with three walls, it's also the carry, it's called the karmelis now. So why does the Mishnah say Badafka is Bishnei? On two sides he caved in, even on one side it should also be possible. We're talking about no, up until 10 amos, not more. There's only a 10 amos pierce in the wall. So why is it possible then? 10 amos, we always say it's called a Pesach. We're talking about that the hole was in the corner.